Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner. We talk all things Madison High School football. They got a big game. We will have that call as our area game of the week on Friday night. But first, Coach, let's talk what happened last week. As on the line with us, as always, this hour on Country 101.7 is Nate Tyskraber. Coach, you know, you're coming off a big victory last week, and you know, a lot of big performances through the ball. You got some really good receiving marks as well. Can you talk a little bit about the win last week?
Yeah, we were excited to come out with the victory and, you know, kind of cap off the first part of our season with the LCL championship at home. And so it was a great night overall for the Dogs. Offensively, we did some really good things. You know, we try to be balanced during the year, but some games that kind of are dictated by how things go. And we got some big plays going in the passing game. And then really we're able to finish off the game strong in the running game. You know, Cruz got going pretty well in the second half. So offensively, we're very pleased with where we are and our execution level. Defensively, you know, we tackled well. You know, I thought they were able to move the ball at times. But when we needed to make some big plays, we did. You know, we gave up a touchdown on a short drive there at the end of the first half. And looking back, I probably shouldn't have onside kicked and gave them a short field. And that put the guys in a tough spot. But, you know, we won the turnover battle again defensively. And so, you know, and then on special teams, we were pleased. You know, we cover kicks pretty well. And so the hidden yardage stat we felt pretty good about. So overall, it was a good victory. But, you know, when we knew it Friday night when we looked at the stats, the one area that we really have to improve on and as we get into districts and then hopefully into the playoffs is we're committing too many penalties. And self-inflicting wounds. And, you know, some of them are hustle plays, and some of those penalties I think you can live with. But some of them are mental mistakes on our part, and it's happening in offense, defense, and special teams. And so we really need to clean that up, and that's been our emphasis and our focus.
And, Coach, you mentioned stats, but one thing that kind of stood out, you know, every week we have to pick an area athlete of the week, and we already went with Cruz Leiser early on, but you had some guys that were guys that I thought could have won the award, you know, throwing the ball, receiving, put up some monster numbers, right?
Yeah, you know, it's anytime you have an individual or a group of individuals that put up some big numbers, it's a group effort. And, you know, Braden was successful. He had 6 passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown and threw some really nice balls on some fairly difficult routes at times. And he executed really well. But Braden had great protection up front. You know, the 3 guys, our center, Wyatt Hoig, and our 2 guards, senior Jack King and freshman Wyatt Boone, they gave Braden time to throw. And that's important, you know, especially when you get later in the season and it gets cold and teams start bringing pressure, you have to be able to protect. And then when the protection breaks down, you have to be able to make plays. And Braden did an excellent job of that. And he keeps plays alive and our guys believe in him. And, you know, Octavian was the recipient of 5 of those touchdown passes. And, you know, Octavian, he's a hard guy to scout. You know, he's got good size, but he can run. He's pretty good with routes, and he's got good hands. So he's a tough matchup for one guy to have to cover. And so we're excited about, like, building off of some of the things we can do with him. And, you know, it's exciting to be able to make big plays on offense because when you do that, it gets everybody excited, and your percentage chances of scoring on that drive are much higher. So, yeah, we're very excited about where we're headed.
All right, Coach, let's shift focus momentarily as we get going to our area game of the week on Country 101.7 right here. Madison taking on Linden on Friday night. What a matchup this is. Linden, really good football team, too. Obviously, you guys are undefeated as well. Great matchup in this one. How excited are you for this matchup and for your kids to get a great test this week?
Yeah, you know, first off, Linden, you know, they've got good tradition, tradition at the highest, or of success at the highest level. And, you know, Coach Massey and his team, they're a formidable opponent. You know, they've got speed on offense. On defense, they fly to the football. You know, they're very well coached. And so it's a good test for us on the road here in week six. You're definitely going to know what your warts are, or your weak spots after you go play Linden. And we're excited about the opportunity. You know, our kids have, I think this is our fourth year in a row playing them, and we've had some good battles with them. So our kids are excited about the opportunity to kind of see where we're at and see what we need to improve on. And, you know, I think, you know, Madison kids over the years, you know, they've played in some big football games. And so that's kind of the expectation around here. So our guys aren't going to shy away from it. We respect the opponent. We know what they can do on film, but we're excited about the opportunity.
It should be a fun game, and again, we'll have it right here on Country 101.7, our area game of the week at 6:40, pregame kickoff at 7. Well, Coach, great to have you on, as always. Hope you have a great game and a great weekend.
Alex, thank you very much. We always appreciate talking to you and what you do for kids. So go Dogs.
I appreciate it, Coach. That is the head football coach over at Madison. His name is Nate Tyscraber. We continue after this.